U.S. beef prices are down slightly from this time last year, but that shouldn't necessarily worry ranchers. As James Dawson reports, those could rebound by the end of the year.
Demand for beef products at home is up a bit, but the export market to Canada, Mexico, and several countries in Asia is really booming. John Nalivka, president of the ag analysis firm Sterling Marketing out of Vail, Oregon, says exports are up 13% so far this year. Still, with wholesale steer prices around $1 a pound this week, Nalivka says there's a bit of volatility to keep ranchers on their toes.
We're kind of juggling a lot of balls up in the air right now, and once we kind of get a little more certainty on some of these, at least one or two of these factors, then it'll give us a better picture of where we're heading.
It's exceptionally dry right now in prime cattle country, meaning Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Eastern Oregon is feeling the heat, with the southwest tip of Idaho beginning to see drought creep in. That's led ranchers to send their calves to the feedlot instead of grazing pastures, meaning the beef supply could drop later this year, resulting in rebounding prices. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.